We're approaching one of the Northwest's busiest weekends. Hoopfest in Spokane, Seattle Pride, Portland International Beer Fest, and Ironman in Coeur d'Alene. With a heat wave also approaching, health and garden experts shared best practices with me. We've all heard the number one recommendation, drink plenty of water if you're outside. Health officer Dr. Joel McCullough says also have a plan to cool down if temps are near 100. He's with Spokane Regional Health District.
In the shade, it's still be 100 degrees, so the temperature in the direct sunlight, it can be 15 degrees more than that. So the recommendation is to go indoors where there's air conditioning. Even if you don't have air conditioning in your home, go to the mall or movies or stores, or even if your friends have air conditioning.
But thousands of people won't be inside this busy weekend. McCullough says the first sign of dehydration will be thirst, but it could turn into heat exhaustion.
And those people feel warm, develop muscle cramps, can feel lightheaded. And with heat stroke, people are generally confused, and they can faint as well. Heat stroke is a medical emergency, and they need medical care right away.
At the athletic events, there will be medical tents and water stations. Now turning to the yard, just as people need extra water, so do the plants. Master gardener Pat Muntz in Spokane says plants are going to pull up a lot more water and need extra of it around.
And they can easily go into water stress. If you can mulch your beds, even with pine needles, get some mulch on the ground because that keeps the ground cooler and it slows evaporation.
Here's her skinny on different plants. Lettuce and spinach are probably done until August. Berry plants will dry up very quickly, so they need extra water. And if hydrated, the tomatoes, corn, and peppers are going to take off in the heat. She suggests this for the lawn. Keep it longer than 3 inches. And
you don't want to be fertilizing now, and you definitely don't want to be doing any weed spray. Because once temperatures get above 85 degrees, the herbicides can spread very easily onto other plants that you don't want to damage.
Muntz says just wait until the heat passes and keep things hydrated. And one last thing on hydration for people.
Alcohol tends to make dehydration worse.
Beer and summer cocktails might be tempting, but Dr. McCullough says he would avoid it if out in hot weather. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.